Professors in midwifery at Bournemouth University are working towards making births safer for women in the developing world. And recently they've hosted a conference to discuss the progress being made on an international level to reduce child mortality and improve maternal health. Professor Vanora Hundley is a professor of midwifery, and Professor Edwin von Tellinger is a professor of reproductive health research at Bournemouth University. Welcome along, both.
Good afternoon.
Really great to have you there. So, sounds like it was quite a big deal to have this big conference happening at Bournemouth University.
It was indeed, and we were proud to have this conference, international conference, bringing people from a range of different countries, including the United States, Ghana, Spain, and the UK, of course, together to talk about what we need to do next on the world agenda to improve midwifery and maternity care for women in the next 15 to 20 years.
So when were the goals that you're working towards set, and how long have you got by the time you're supposed to have achieved them?
But the original goals we're talking about were set in the year 2000. There were 8 of them, and 3 specifically related to healthcare, and one of those is to reduce maternal mortality. And they were set for 15 years, so 2015 is the end. So the end is coming close.
And how near towards reaching some of those goals are we?
Especially about in maternal mortality reduction, some countries are doing well and reaching the target. The majority of countries are getting there, and some of them are not progressing that much.
Hmm. Vanora, what risks are mums in developing parts of the world at risk of that maybe women here aren't?
Well, we talked last time I was on, Katie, about the risk of infection and the risk of blood loss. And these are particularly great where women don't give birth with a skilled person. And that's why midwifery was so important and so central to the conference that we held, and also towards meeting the Millennium Development Goals.
So when it comes to training people to be midwives, are you able to train them on an international scale that is the same everywhere in the world, regardless of maybe a person's culture or their faith or the ritual that they may have around childbirth? Because it's not always a medical thing. It's quite medical in this country, isn't it? But it's not medical everywhere in the world.
Well, I mean, there is an international definition of a midwife, but not all countries have midwives, and not all countries have strong midwifery organisations. And so one of our speakers, Frances Day-Stirk from the International Confederation of Midwives, was talking about their role in ensuring that midwifery organisations offer education, support and regulation for midwives in various different countries. And that's really vital to ensure that we support the midwives who are providing the care to the woman.
Is this just a case of money and infrastructure, you know, keeping women safe, keeping babies safe during pregnancy and delivery? Is it, if there was more money and infrastructure, would things automatically be better, or is it a more holistic approach?
That's an interesting question, because the question is probably even wider, because it's in many countries it's about culture. So it's the kind of the role and status of women in society, and who takes a decision whether or not a woman in labour can go or should go to a facility, or should go and get care in a tertiary hospital, in a specialist obstetric hospital. And these are often not decisions taken by the pregnant woman herself in some of the poorer countries, and especially in rural areas.
What does your expertise involve? What does your research involve, Edwin? Because Professor of Reproductive Health Research sounds like quite a title.
It's quite an interesting title. I'm a social scientist, right. And a lot of my research is in either in the UK or in Nepal. So we've been working in Nepal for the last 10 years on a number of different projects, and one of them is to try to improve the uptake of antenatal care, so more women coming for antenatal care and more women getting a skilled birth attendant at birth.
If we were to see a decrease in maternal mortality, would we also see a decrease in the number of children who are at risk of, you know, being orphaned or who are at risk of dying by the age of five as well. Are you, if you keep mum alive, are you more likely to keep baby alive?
Yeah, absolutely. All the evidence is if the mother dies in childbirth or for whatever kind of reason, young children are far less likely to survive to age one, age five, because orphans in developing countries generally don't do well, and especially if the mother dies, they don't do.
Venora, I understand you're going to get involved with a two-year study with the World Health Organization. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, well, it's kind of building on our experience in high-income countries, looking at getting more women to come into facilities, into hospitals to give birth. And that scaling up of facility birth is something that we are seeing in low- and middle-income countries, and there are lessons that we can learn from the work that we've done here. One of the problems is if you bring women into hospital too early, before labour is established, before women are actively in labour, you increase the risk of the medicalisation that you were talking about, Katie. So a woman's more likely to have intervention that she doesn't need if she's in hospital early in the labour. And so we've been looking at a tool that we developed with the University of Stirling and whether that can be used in resource-poor countries to help midwives make the decision about whether a woman is actively in labour, and if not, whether she can be cared for in an antenatal ward so that we don't have that ticking clock and we aren't tempted to intervene unnecessarily.
So this sounds like a really exciting project to be involved with, and it's for the next couple of years, is that right?
That's correct. It's looking at how we can improve outcomes for mothers and babies in low- and middle-income countries.
Well, I just think it's wonderful to know that big brains like yours are here right in the South. I think that's absolutely brilliant. And you're changing the world. Do you feel like you're changing the world?
Every little helps, and we're happy to be able to offer our expertise if it's needed.
I think she's being very modest there, Edwin, don't you?
Yes, she is. I mean, it's not everybody who gets invited to the WHO and give advice.
It's really quite something. What does it mean to students, do you think, to have professors involved with projects? Well, in the way that both of you are on such an international level, what does it mean to your students?
I think it's important that they see that research is real. It's not something that you do in an ivory tower. It has real impact. It improves the outcomes for mums and babies, and they can actually see the value of it then.
Well, it's great to have you both there. Thank you very much. And congratulations for being selected to be part of such an exciting venture. Do stay in touch and let us know how you get on, won't you?
We will. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you both there. Have a great rest of the day.